Blog Talk Radio.
Speaker that booms, I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody,
less than bikinis. Rock men lovers driving Lamborghinis. Chillin', cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with a gauge and vanilla with a nine. Ready for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells falling on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked. Police on the scene, you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all the dope fiends. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
Plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel just so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light.
Made possible by the following sponsors.
Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out Napier Settlement every Wednesday morning. They have their walking club starting at 8 a.m. until 9 a.m. Join them every Wednesday morning this summer. And don't forget Napier Nights, summer concert series sponsored by the Dolly McCarthy Show. Friday nights in June, July, and August. Check out those dates online at NapierSettlement.org. The Don McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Don't let me have all the fun. Join me. Come on out and dance your heart away. The first lesson is free. It's on me. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and that first lesson is free. You will have an absolute ball. Check out arthurmurray.com or give them a call at 630-355-6240. The Naperville Trolley and Tour is another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They have four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, bat and bar mitzvahs. I like the way I said that. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding, check out NapervilleTrolley.com. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GetLimo.com. And did you know they offer free rides to veterans? Check out All Service Limousine, and a hats off to them for all they're doing for our military and vets. Speaking of military and vets, Wednesday morning, next Wednesday morning, I will be heading to Midway for Honor Flight Chicago. There's going to be a bunch of our World War II veterans heading out for their Day of Honor in Washington, D.C., and I invite you all to join me. That's next Wednesday, June 3rd. It's 5 a.m., folks, at Midway Airport. Join me there and salute all of our World War II veterans as they head off for a day to remember in Washington, D.C. They'll go see the monuments. I don't think they're going to meet the president this time. They should, though. But then they'll come back that same day in the evening, and we'll be there to welcome them back and give them a grand welcome home, a homecoming like they've never had before. So if you could join me for that next Wednesday, and I want to do a shout-out again to All Service Limousine because of what they do for our veterans and military men and women. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by NapervilleAlarm.com. They are pleased to be the official alarm company of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thank you, NapervilleAlarm.com. They provide security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize a security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at $19 per month.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Mina Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
Is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your summer plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Our mission, their mission, is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Call them at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number is 630-404-4272. 4272 Homebridge Financial Services, corporate NMLS. Here I go, this long tail here. 6521, bear with me. 115 West Jefferson Street, second floor, Naperville, Illinois, 60540. Illinois Residential Mortgage License, MB6760732. Indiana DFI First Lien Mortgage Lending License, 15700. Wisconsin Mortgage Banker License, 38349BA, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to the Molly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. That's my nephew, Jakey. Yes, he's now much older. He's about 2 years older now, and he doesn't really have that little cute little high voice anymore. But forever he will be 2 years old on this show, that's for sure. Hey, everybody, thank you for tuning in to The Good Show, The Dolly McCarthy Show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. And indeed, it is a good show. I like to hear all the good things happening in your life. I like to spread the good word, bring you good guests. Oh, we've got some really good guests today. It's a jam-packed show. We like to bring you good topics to discuss. And, of course, I give you at least one good laugh, right? And it's usually at my expense. How does that happen? If I'm the host of the show, why am I always being laughed at? I'm a goofball, I guess. Oh, well. Anyway, okay, it is a good show. Thanks for tuning in. You know, this summer is going to be, it's a jam-packed summer, as it always is for the Dolly McCarthy Show, because we take the show on tour, we take it on the road, and we hit all the festivals around Chicagoland. We'll be heading out very shortly to Windy City Lake Shake in Chicago, along Chicago's beautiful lakefront at Northerly Island. Tons of country artists there. I'll be bringing you interviews on our social media sites, so check them out there. We'll be bringing some in the studio. Then we're heading out to Kankakee Barbecue Fest, and one of the performers at Kankakee Barbecue Fest, he's very wildly talented, amazing country singer, Greg Schneider. He's finally here today. Finally, he's here after coming back from Nashville, cutting his latest album. We've got him here in the studio, so don't miss any part of this show. He'll be coming up in the second half of the show, but we might have some surprises along the way. So you don't want to tune out, so hang in there. We've got, after Kankakee, we've got Country Thunder up in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. We were there last year. Remember when I told you a story about Jason Aldean signing my boot and laughing at me because I actually made an appearance in his video at Wrigley Field? Yeah, with my cowgirl hat, I was in the front row, but my head was down for about 2 seconds in the video. Can you believe that? Why didn't anybody tell me they were shooting at that moment? I would have had my head up waving like a mad woman. Anyway, Jason got a kick out of that. So he signed my boot. He felt sorry for me. We're going to shoot that video again, he said. Just kidding. Greg Schneider is in the studio right now. Greg, say hi. You could come and say hello. He's sitting there kicking back, cracking up, laughing at me. Can I put the headphones on so you can hear?
You just said boot, right? He signed your boot?
He signed my boot.
Oh, with a T. Okay, I was just checking.
Oh, did you think I said something else with a B?
Hey.
You, oh my goodness. You're in rare form already, and it's only 9:30 in the morning.
Ray Arrow.
Greg, it's so good to have you in the studio. We're going to have our full interview with Greg Schneider a little later in the show. But, you know, Greg, you can say some things.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, it's good to be here.
You know, you are just awesome. Well, I got to tell you the story about how I met Greg, but I have to first go to a very important guest. But wait, let me just say something real quick. We're also going to be at the Last Fling in Naperville, and we've got a lot of surprises, a lot of surprise announcements to make, but I'm not prepared to do that today. I am prepared, but I'm not allowed to. So, but just hang tight. It's going to be an awesome summer. We're going to be running all over the place, bringing you great music, and we're kicking off the summer tour with Greg Schneider in the studio. How awesome is that?
We'll see how awesome it is.
It's already awesome. Don't you just love that voice, girls? Okay. All right, enough said there. Speaking of the summer tour, I want to do a shout-out to Pat Lanzini. She's a listener on the show. So, Pat, if you're listening, hello, my friend. She has been a loyal listener since we started this show. And she recently decided to take the Dolly mug. Greg, I gave you a mug, right? We did a mug shot. She decided to take it on tour with her. So everywhere she goes, she brings the mug. I think she's driving everybody on the North Shore crazy. Although people say to her, well, Pat, where's that mug? Now I've got to ship a bunch of mugs out to the north side of town. So thanks to everybody. Thanks, Pat, for doing that. That's really fun. And she's made some videos with the mug.
The well-traveled mug.
It's hilarious. Yeah. That mug gets around more than me.
Hey, put them down.
Da-da-da. So, Pat, thanks for that. It's really fun to watch where that Dolly mug is going to be at next. All right, so let's welcome our first guest. This guest is very important. If it wasn't for this guest, I don't know where I'd be. No, I'd still be here, but we thank them for being a part of the show. Homebridge Financial is now a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. We're glad to have them, thrilled to have them. And Steve Stapleton, Senior VP over there, big shot over there at Homebridge Financial, is on the line. He's going to tell us a little bit more about it. So, Steve, really quick, I noticed on your Facebook you have a niece who just graduated Naperville North High School, and that's where my kids go, some of my children anyway. Congratulations to her. What's her name? Hi, Steve.
Her
name.
Can you hear me?
You got to take me off the speakerphone. Take us off the speakerphone.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes. Hi, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
It sounds like you're having a fantastic show. Yes, I'm well. Thank you.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. I appreciate your shout out to my niece. Her name is Olivia Stapleton, and just graduated this past week. So we're excited and thrilled for her. So thank
congratulations
you for that.
To her. Did you remember?
Thank
it wasn't
you very
that
much.
Long ago when we graduated high school. What it felt like? It's
5 years ago, right?
Phew. Thank God that's over with. I'm done with school forever. But then, 3 months later, you're back in college. Where's she going to college? What's she studying?
What are you going to study?
Was she there?
Communications major. Yeah, she is here. That's why
Yay.
I had to speak her. But,
well, tell her she could say hello. I want to say congratulations to her on the air. Olivia, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Husky?
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Well, good luck to you. Congratulations. And where are you heading off to college?
I'll be at Clemson University.
Fantastic. Wow. Impressive.
Yeah.
These kids, I'm telling you, they amaze me these days. They're a lot smarter than we were. Every year they get smarter and smarter.
You're going to take your job.
Yeah, you want my job? When I retire, you can take over the Dolly McCarthy Show. You just have to change your name. I'm looking for a fill-in host, after this summer
schedule
is going to kill me. So congratulations to you. It's nice you get to hang out with your uncle today. Is he going to take you out to lunch? I hope so.
We're eating breakfast right now, so.
Tell me you want three meals and a Frappuccino at Starbucks. So, Steve, let's talk about Homebridge Financial Services. And I know you have roots in Naperville, so you're from the Chicagoland area, but you're back and forth between here and Texas. Speaking of Texas country, I have to say that because Greg Schneider is in the house. We love country on the show.
We love it down there, out by Southwest.
How are our friends doing in Texas with all that flooding going on? Did your neighborhood get hit?
We had some serious weather, but we survived it. Texans are survivors. So from Dallas to Houston, they had some major storms throughout the weekend. But it looks like, as usual, we will pull through. But it was scary for some time there. So
really scary. Yeah, so, and the whole country is just watching Texas and hoping and praying, and anything we can do to help, we want to do that. And speaking of help, people out there listening to the show might need some help purchasing or refinancing a home. Let's talk about Homebridge. And why do you guys are new to the Chicagoland area, fairly new. So what makes you so different than everybody else in the mortgage business?
Well, the mortgage business has gone through some major changes over the last 8 years. And, if we're a 30-year-old company for the most part, and doesn't sound like a long time, but in our industry, that's a century. And so we've survived many changes. We're well ahead of the curve on changes to come. And, we're looking to be part of every community that we're in to help educate not only our referral base, which would be, our realtors and different affinity partners, but also the consumers directly as to what's changing in the industry and, how that impacts their home buying or home refinancing transaction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So folks listening, if they want to get in touch with you, how do they do that? I've enjoyed talking to you guys, but we got to cut you short right now because we have to move on. But Steve, I'm so glad Olivia was able to join us today. Olivia, congratulations. And
She's
let's
smiling.
Leave our I'm sure she is smiling ear to ear because finally she's out of high school. She's done. That's such a relief. Yeah. Now go work for your
uncle. I appreciate the shout out to her. And you have the number. You can always reach me direct at 630-634-2307. I'm happy to take anyone's call for any purposes.
Fantastic. And Steve's a local guy. He's from the Chicagoland area. He just goes back and forth between now here in Texas. We love Texas.
Yes, I still
big old
love
Texas.
Texas, but still have roots in Naperville. I have a house in Naperville as well. So I am born and raised Chicagoan between Cicero and Naperville. So
really?
Very familiar with the community and the people. So
well, it's nice to work with someone that's from the area, born and raised in this area. That's always a bonus for sure. So Homebridge Financial Services, they have offices in Naperville. You can check them out. Here's another number I'm going to throw out there, 630-404-4272. Thanks, Homebridge Financial Services, for being a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. And we've got a great ride. So hang in there, Steve, for the summer. And you got to come to the studio sometime. You got to come
will.
To the studio.
Go check out Steve. I will be in town again mid-June, so I will be in your studio in person. So be careful.
Well, we love
be
it.
Aware.
Bring your guitar. We're going to sing.
I have one. I'll bring it. It's going to sound mysterious, to say the least. But I appreciate it.
Always good to talk to you, Steve. You got to love Steve
always
Stapleton
good,
over at Homebridge Financial Services. Thanks, Steve.
Thank
bye-bye
you.
Now.
Bye-bye now.
I said hello.
The Healing Field of Honor will return to Naperville November 6th through the 12th. American flags will once again be proudly displayed on Rotary Hill as they unite as a community to remember and honor the men and women of the U.S. military. This year marks the beginning of the U.S. Department of Defense Vietnam War 50th anniversary. Can you believe that? To thank, honor, and highlight the service of the armed forces during the Vietnam War. The Naperville Committee will pay tribute to veterans of this era with 50 years of healing, ain't that the truth, which will include special programs and the inclusion of a replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. That will be something to see. And we're so excited because on the Dolly McCarthy Show, Alan Lynch, Medal of Honor for the Veterans Foundation, will be here on the show this summer, so we'll be talking to him. You won't want to miss that. That's a real treat. So I'm thrilled, so thrilled and so proud of Naperville for bringing that on. All right, this segment of the show is brought to you by NapervilleAlarm.com. And we've been telling you for quite a while now. I found this theater a couple of months ago. It's called the Brightside Theater in Naperville. It's the only professional theater, and they perform in the historic downtown area. They put on a show called Rumors by Neil Simon. It was fantastic. You may remember Julie Cornick.
Yeah.
Was here, and she's here in the studio now, joined with two. You brought along some friends.
I did. I like to have people entourage.
Yes,
come.
I love this entourage that just walked in. They're beautiful looking people. And Julie, wait, first before we introduce them, the next show is The Sound of Music, right?
The Sound of Music.
And
yes.
We've been giving away free tickets for that, so that's exciting. Ticket sales hopefully aren't going well.
They are.
June 12th through the 28th. Not too late to get tickets. They perform at Miley Swallow Hall in North Central College, which is a beautiful, beautiful theater there. It's kind of like almost like a theater in the round.
It's three-quarter thrust, and it's about 240 seats, so it's really intimate. And so here we're bringing really this big musical, this Rodgers and Hammerstein classic
it's
musical.
It's going to be so larger than life
it
in
is.
That theater, that musical.
Yes.
Julie is such a doll. You have to go to her Facebook and like the Brightside Theater, first of all. And she was in Rumors. You were amazing.
Thank
you were born
you.
To play that role. That was so awesome. And the only bummer about The Sound of Music is that you're not in it. So.
I'm not. I'm producing the show, but I'm really excited. I brought Jeffrey Katz, our artistic director, and he is directing The Sound of Music. And
hello.
And Meg McGarry, who is playing our lead, Maria.
All right. Wow. So how is this going to be different than this? Well, first of all, it's the 50th anniversary of Sound of Music. Did you make it a little different, or is it true to... True to the show.
I'll have Jeff ask you, but definitely true to the show.
Yeah, you guys
So it's the 50th anniversary of the film. So the stage show came first, and then there was the film. And for the film, of course, as they move something from the stage to the film, there's some changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going back to the original stage show. So it's very much deeply rooted as the film is, with some new surprises, which I think will be a fresh surprise for audiences, because those that love and cherish the film, everything is there that's in the film.
Right.
Yeah.
Maria's there. All the classic songs are there.
Oh, are they?
There's just a couple new songs, actually, that aren't in the film that got cut because of time for the film and just the way the directors of the film and the adaptation wanted to move the story along. But there's some of both songs that are in our show that aren't in the film are some of the most beautiful music.
They're great.
That really... I wish we're in the movie because the movie doesn't allow to have those moments that we get from those moments that we get in the musical version on our stage that we get to see. So I'm really excited about that. But I think for us, what is so interesting is this show is so much as from what I've seen, always presented in a proscenium-style stage. So, like, you know, you have the stage and then the audience in front. And our space, you know, the audience wraps around on three sides. And we're taking this giant classic musical and putting it in the middle of the house. And I think you're just going to be swept away in the story and wrapped up in the story, and you're just going to be carried away with these
yeah.
characters that you love and cherish. And we talk a lot about a fresh take on these characters because they are 50 years old. So we're trying to find new discoveries and new ways of looking at them and kind of shaking the dust off
mm-hmm.
of them so that our audiences are seeing a new show.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the things that really struck me for character development. When we had our first rehearsals, the amount of time that Jeff took talking with us and exploring, you know, how we felt the character would react to this, or you know, what's your motivation in behind the song, and bringing a new flavor to it so that it is what people have seen before, but it's going to have a new attitude or make you really think more about those lyrics.
Wow.
Or those things that you feel like, oh, I've heard that song before, but have you really listened to the beautiful lyrics that are in some of these songs?
Wow. Well, Jeff, you're like the Spielberg of production.
Yes,
I love
he is.
That.
Yes, he is.
And Meg McGarry is here, and Meg is playing Maria.
Yeah.
I out of the corner of my eye, she looks like Julie Andrews. Is that her hair? Did they make you cut your hair?
No, no.
It's good. No, where are you from?
I live in Plano. I'm originally from rural Wisconsin, but we moved to Illinois, and I love the Naperville area, so I keep trying to find fun things to bring me back there. And when Brightside announced they were doing this show, I knew I absolutely had to audition for it. It's one of my favorites.
Wow. Are you a trained actress, or were you someone in the community that just tried out? I mean, I wonder how these go, Julie.
Yeah.
You get a lot of people from the community that have no theater or acting training.
We get a combination.
Get a
mm-hmm. At this point, being a professional theater company, we do get.
You better know your stuff. This
yeah,
is
we do. But if they have, you know, if they've got the right talent and the right fit, we had 150 people audition for this show. It was three grueling long nights. That was amazing, though. It was really amazing. And so hard to pick through the children who all came out and had such a – hopefully they all had a good experience to do it. Obviously, there's only 7 Von Trapp kids.
Oh, my
so,
goodness.
We can only choose
How
7.
How many Marias were trying out?
Oh, gosh. I can't
there
even
were
imagine.
A lot. And we called back probably 7 or so.
Yeah.
7 after two nights of auditions.
Yeah.
We called back – No, maybe probably about 5.
4 or 5.
And then narrowed it down.
And how long have you guys been rehearsing for this?
We've been in rehearsal now for about 4 weeks.
A month.
Yeah, the
wow.
last, the
like
last
in 2 weeks,
week of
showtime.
April.
Last week
yeah.
of April.
Are you guys ready? Are you ready?
We're getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting there.
I bet you're really excited at this
yes.
point. You're like,
pressure's on. Time to go.
But it's a good pressure, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's really exciting. So,
yeah, because we're at the part that books are out of, our scripts are out of our hands. We're memorized now, so now we can really dig into, like, the acting and, like,
yes.
really get in there and figure this show out.
It's
and
the
so,
fun part.
Yeah,
start
this
to
is
layer
the fun
it.
Part. Yeah.
You start to layer it all in between the, you know, you got the music, you got the choreography, you've got the music coming in. We've got an 8-piece orchestra that's going to be there. You know, 23 people on that stage.
23 people.
Yes. And
the largest show we've done.
Well, Jeff Cass is here. He's the director of this musical. That is such quite a job you have here.
Yeah.
And now, how many? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. Yeah. So I have my degree in musical theater performance from Roosevelt University downtown.
Yeah.
And shortly after graduating, I was performing for a while, and then kind of naturally transitioned into directing and freelance directed, and then was with another company for a while, and then 4 years ago, he says very tiredly but happily, Julie and her colleagues at the time that were putting Brightside together reached out to me to direct their inaugural production, and that was kept on after that. I never had him leave the door.
I saw that door unlocked behind.
And,
he wasn't allowed
became the artistic director and have been on for the ride ever since.
Yep.
And it's been a great partnership.
Thanks.
And growing this organization has been It's something I've been looking to do for a number of years now.
Yeah.
So, and to find an artistic home and to find a partner that I could do
well,
this
Julie's
with.
A doll. How could
she
you
is.
Not love working
ah.
with her?
It's yeah. a marriage
or
with ups
side
and downs.
That we're not seeing.
Okay. It's a marriage with ups and downs, just like any other
Absolutely.
Relationship.
Absolutely. He's my other husband. My husband
really
knows
joke
I have
about
other
it.
Husbands.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Like, which husband are you on the phone with now? It's
yeah.
oftentimes
Jeff.
Yeah. yeah, the late night conversations.
Jeff Julie
yeah.
Cass. Doesn't sound as good as Julie
no.
Corman.
No.
That's so neat. That is so great. Well, it's really come a long way. 4 years.
Yeah.
Really,
we
I just can't
announced
wait
our
to see
fifth
this.
Anniversary
yeah.
season. I can't believe that.
Okay, and so what are the productions coming up? So our fifth anniversary season, we really started Brightside on the whole idea of our love of farce. We did a farce together, myself and two other founders, and we just love We love to make people laugh. We love to have that kind
like
of
rumors. Rumors is a farce.
Right, it was a farce. So,
yeah.
so next season we are starting out in October, the end of October. We are doing Noises Off, which is kind of claimed to be the epitome of all farces ever written. And so we're having a blast with announcing that one. We're doing Not Now, Darling, which kind of throws back to Ray Cooney, who actually wrote our inaugural production, which was Run for Your Wife. And then we are closing our season with our musical, and we started Brightside Theater by always looking on the bright side of life.
Yes,
so we are doing Spamalot. So we are
oh,
doing
right.
Monty Python's Spamalot. So from the,
always
from the,
look on the bright
you got
side
it. You got it.
Of life.
Tap dancing
night.
I love that. I love that one.
King Arthur.
Okay, enough of me singing. We've got this professional singer sitting right here. Meg McGarry is here. She's playing Maria. Do you want to sing a few lines from? Give us a sneak peek.
A little preview.
Sure. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Oh, okay.
If you're okay with it. I know it's early.
It's early.
Putting her on the spot.
Yeah.
Poor girl. You don't have to do it. Go see the
do
show.
Do re mi fa sol la ti.
Woo! I got goosebumps. Look at that.
I'll save the title song for you come to see the show.
Yeah,
that's the Cobb Dolly.
Okay, I got goosebumps from
yeah.
that. Okay, I really can't wait to see the show.
It's going to be amazing.
This theater is amazing, and you know, I saw rumors, and that was outstanding. So I have no doubts that this is going to be over the top. That's for sure. Well, Julie Cornick, the founder and
executive director.
Yeah. That's it. Let's get these titles straight. Jeff Cass, the director of The Sound of Music, and Meg McGarry, who's playing Maria. Thank you guys so
Thank
much
you.
For coming
Thank
in. It's
you.
Been fun
Thank
talking
you
to
so
you.
So much
fun.
For supporting
Good
us.
Good luck. We cannot
yes.
wait to see this.
Hopefully
yes.
we'll see you on opening night.
Yeah.
Get like we saw you for
soon.
Rumors. Yeah.
We'll be there. And
Great.
Julie, why don't we give some website, and
yeah.
we're giving away free tickets to the show.
Woo-hoo.
We don't
I
have that many.
Oh, yay.
but Julie, where do the people go and buy tickets?
Yeah, you can go to our website at www.brightsidetheater.com, and that theater's theatre.com. And you can also call the box office at 630-637-7469. Or show, if that's easier for you to remember.
Fantastic. Thanks so much again, you guys. Brightside Theater. Always look on the bright side of life.
You
Thank you for coming out so early.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you,
Dolly.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show. She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right. Well, I just love when actors. I've always wanted to be an actress. That was really fun talking to those folks in the Brightside Theater. Okay, we've got to move along here. My goodness, I hope I'm picking up the right line here. We've got to talk to our friends at the Rotary Club of Naperville and my friend Pat Merriweather's on the line. Pat, are you there? Hello? Pat? Let's try another line. Pat, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, Dolly.
Fantastic. Pat Merriweather, Rotary Club of Naperville. This woman does it all. Pat, I was just looking at this bio you sent me, and I was just blown away. How do you do this all? All the volunteer work that you do, and now you're also an executive director of Telegen, a major organization out there in Illinois, Iowa, and Colorado. I just had to say, wow, how does this woman do it, all that she does? But I know we don't have that much time, and you got to come back on the show so we can talk about that, how you hold it all together. But we want to talk about Rotary Club of Naperville. So thrilled to be a part of this. I know Rotary Club has a passion for doing good in the world, and you want to get it out there that, you know, there's unsafe water out there, and that's besides eradicating polio, and that was a major initiative for the past 30 years now, the Rotary, is it safe to say they've moved on to trying to find ways to keep our water throughout the world clean and fresh, and they're having this run in Naperville on Saturday, July 11th. It's the Freedom 5K run and two-mile walk at Freedom Commons, and you can register for that at RotaryFreedom5K.com. And help out with the Rotary's mission. You know, the Rotary's been around a long, long time. I remember hearing of them when I was a little girl. And I must say that they just are steadily and quietly making a difference in the world. So hats off to the Rotary and you.
And actually, Rotary was founded in 1905 in Chicago. So there's a great deal of history of the Rotary connections. Our Rotary Club of Naperville was founded, we're getting ready to celebrate our 75th anniversary. So Rotary has been around a while. They're sort of those quiet, you know, not asking for a lot of recognition, but they do a great deal of work. Our Rotary Club is very involved locally, not only with the food pantries and the shelters, but many initiatives, and we raise funds, and then we distribute it to community organizations locally. And then internationally, we're involved in projects in Nigeria, Pakistan, as well as Kenya, Haiti, India, Mexico, and it's a variety of projects all focused on how we can build sustainability, whether it's in healthcare, whether it's providing clean water, microenterprise in Kenya. It really runs the gamut depending upon the community needs and how we can best serve them. So it's a way of building that international relationships and developing peace and understanding among different organizations. It's again, a wonderful organization that does so much and is on the verge of working with others to eradicate polio, which will be a tremendous gift to the world.
Yes, and that's not all you do, too. You're trying to this Freedom Run, right, is to help make water safe around the world. 768 million people still drink unsafe water. That is just ridiculous to hear. You know, in this day and age, for all the technology we have and all the powers in the world, it's a shame. It really is. And the Rotary, you know, is a non-political group that goes into these countries and helps. That's their mission, to help. There's nothing political about it. And thank God for the Rotary, for all that you guys do there. And I know that the Rotary Club of Naperville, your members there, there's like three different Rotaries in Naperville. Is that right? There's like a noon and morning
there's
and
the,
sunrise.
We have three clubs in Naperville. There's the noon, the Rotary Club of Naperville, for some of the Rotarians listening, and then also for the morning sunrise meets on Friday, the noon Rotary Club meets on Thursday. And we also have the 444, or downtown Rotary Club, that meets on Wednesdays at 444. So there, we welcome everyone. We certainly encourage them to participate in the fun run on July 11th, the Freedom Run, because for us that's going to be a critical opportunity to raise funds to continue these initiatives and to do more good in the world. And all the funding raised at this event goes directly to the programs.
Fantastic. Well, you could go and be a member of the Rotary by going to www.rotary.org, or come out with me and do the run. Well, I'm actually going to walk it. Is that okay, Pat? I'm going to be walking.
We're so excited that you're participating, and we thank you so much for all the support that you've given, because without participants supporting these initiatives, not only Rotarians but others in the community, it would not be possible. So, again, we thank you so much, Dolly, for your support.
Well, it's my pleasure, and it's nothing compared to what you all are doing there. So I'm just hoping to get the word out to as many people as we can to get out to support this run. You can register at RotaryFreedom5K.com. check it out there and get the family. It's going to be a beautiful Saturday morning, that's for sure. July 11th, guaranteed sunshine for this, but rain, hail, snow, we're still coming out because this is so
we'll
important,
be there.
The good work
we'll
that you're
there.
Doing over at the Rotary. Thank you so much, Pat. Pat, it was great to talk to you, and I want you to come back on the show sometime and tell me how you do all of this. If it wasn't for people like you, the folks that are, I was lucky enough that you guys asked me to emcee the candidate forums in Naperville. The Rotary hosted that, and I met some really great people, part of the Rotary, and just listening to what they do full-time and then almost full-time dedication to the Rotary. But you can donate as much time as you want, as little or as much as you want, and every little bit makes a difference. But I was just so impressed by what I saw there and the group that's really involved in the Naperville chapter. So keep up the good work. Keep going. And thanks for making a difference in our world. That's for sure. We'll be there July 11th. Thanks, Pat.
See you then, everyone.
Yep.
Thank
for
you.
For sure. Okay. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. I said hello.
All right. Well, this portion of the show is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services. I want to do a shout-out to Kankakee. Kankakee Valley Park District Barbecue Fest coming up this year, July 9th, 10th, 11th at River Road Park. And we'll be sponsoring it again this year. We were out last year. We're excited for this year. Vanilla Ice is coming back. Wow, what a show that was. And they'll have Country Night. Jarrett Big is there. Greg Schneider, who's in the house right now, in the studio with me right now. Ashton Shepard, Aaron Tippin, he'll be on the Dolly McCarthy Show in a couple of weeks. Josh Thompson, and Craig Wayne Boyd from The Voice, right? Is that? He was The Voice and The Voice, yes. Big shot in The Voice. So they have a great country lineup for Saturday, July 11th. But I'm so thrilled to kick off the summer. You know, because I mentioned the Dolly McCarthy Show is on tour this summer. We're running around all the festivals around Chicagoland, bringing you a lot of good country music. You know, I love country, but we do have some rock. For all you rock stars out there, I do love rock and roll too. So we'll have some of that. Don't worry, we haven't left you out. But I'm kicking off the summer with my friend Greg Schneider, who you also have the Greg Schneider Band too.
That's right.
Who's
my
out
band.
With a new album. It's called Number 3. Why Number 3?
Because it's my third one.
So, oh, is that why?
Yeah.
You could have come up with something better than Number 3.
I don't put
kidding.
A lot of thought into it, you know.
I love it. Now, let me quickly tell people. So I met Greg. I was backstage interviewing Joe Diffie at Kankakee Barbecue Fest. And in the middle of my interview with Joe, bless his heart, I hear Greg on stage. I didn't know it was you. I said, who is that guy up there? He's awesome. And someone said, here, Greg Schneider, and they handed me your CD. I didn't get to listen to it, but then I was lucky enough to interview you afterwards. So
she's been using it as a coaster for the Dolly.
Hey, it's lasted for the last year. I need another one.
Got a nice ring in the middle.
So Greg, it was so wonderful to accidentally meet you. I would have never.
See what happens when you hang out backstage?
I know.
You never know.
No, you never know. This year I'm not allowed backstage, I hear. So I don't know how I'm going to make some discoveries. No, but I'm excited. So Greg is going to be at Kankakee Barbecue Fest again this year. He's just back in town from going out to Nashville, and you cut your third album.
Yeah.
It's
yep.
called Number 3. And you sent it to me, and I love it because, 30 Pack is a great song. I'm going to play that on the show. You all will hear that. But there's another song. You have to go to iTunes, right?
Yeah, anywhere you can download music. iTunes, if you just even go to our webpage, GregSchneiderBand.com.
They can hear it there, too.
Mm-hmm.
The song
I
really
links.
Love, Sweet Love, that's something you wrote about your wife.
Yeah, wife
so
and the family.
Sweet.
You know, there's not a whole lot of songs out on top 40 country radio anymore that feature families and
I
kids
know.
Or whatever.
That's
so,
what struck me about the song. This is yeah. why I love that song. You're not this bad boy, country boy. You're a good, wholesome country singer, and that's the way country started out. You know, good hearted.
Yeah, right, yeah. There was the bad side
of
country.
Well, there's some bad side, you know, all the drinking and all the Johnny Cash stuff. Okay, you're right. But it's so traditional country. It's really real. I mean, this. All right, first of all, he's sitting in front of me. He's got this adorable plaid country shirt. I love it. And this big hat, larger than life. And you brought your guitar along.
I did.
You gonna play
yeah.
something?
Sure, I can play something later.
All right, later. We're gonna hear something later live from Greg Schneider here. So the songs are great, and you can go and see him live at Kankakee Barbecue Fest. But I just love how the songs tell good stories, especially this "Love, Sweet Love." 30-pack is funny too, and you got one called "Man Cave" in here. What's that one about? You got
guy has a man cave. Yeah, it more or less wrote itself in my garage one night in about 10 minutes. So yeah. All the fellas have a man cave, so that one's for the fellas, you know.
Yeah.
Ladies love country music, but need one for the guys every now and
then.
What's
in your man cave?
If you listen to the song, I'll tell you, I got an old TV and a 1973 fishing boat. That's the truth.
Do you sit in the fishing boat and watch TV?
I probably have. You know, depends how late a night it is.
So what was it like being in Nashville? Tell us what it's like down there.
Oh, man. My first time down there was just eye-opening, you know, because you're up here and you're singing and you're playing bars or whatever, and you know, you think you're good, and then you go down there and you just see the thousands of talented young people that's what they're trying to do with their life and just dedicating everything. Or you see the older guys that are studio musicians that have been doing it for 25-30 years, and you know, they've played on any, like, there's two guys on my the studio guys on my CD there, steel guitar player Bruce Boughton and electric guitar player Chris Lesinger, they've both been Garth Brooks' studio players since day one, since he was in Nashville. So that's pretty cool to have with that background putting their input on songs that I wrote. So that's pretty cool.
Very cool. Now, where did you record this?
It's called Studio 19. It's actually one of the oldest studios in Nashville. It's right on 19th Street, like Chet Atkins Drive, right on Music Row down there. So yeah, it was one of the last studios to still use a reel-to-reel tape recording process. You know, everything's digital now.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, this last time when I went, the reel-to-reel was gone. And I was like, "Where's the tape?"
Oh, really?
At? Yeah. So
have you run
cool.
into any big country artists down while you were in Nashville? I mean, I imagine you go there quite often. Have you ever any interesting stories?
A lot of, you know, usually when I go, I'm going to do my thing. I go to record, and then, but the last time, actually, I think it was my Up All Night CD, and we happened to be there on a Monday night, and Monday nights, if you go to 3rd and Lindsley, they have a band called the Time Jumpers, and Vince Gill is in the band, and Jeff Taylor, who played piano on that CD also, he is in the Time Jumpers with Vince Gill. So it was pretty cool. You know, we went to the show and we're sitting there right by the stage, and you know, Jeff sees me and, you know, go up and shake his hand, and you know, everybody, you know, it's like almost like you're one of the guys. That's
one of the family.
Cool. Yeah. And everybody's so nice. You know, it's I have yet to meet anybody with a big head or wouldn't give you, you know, 2 seconds to talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I've heard about Nashville. It's a friendly place, that's for sure. And everybody, even the artists that are down there and just starting out, they just are. It's just a great place to be in the presence of all that
history.
And
it doesn't matter what style or genre of music you like. You know, you can find it down there. It's not all just country music. You just have to know where to go.
So let's talk about country music today. What do you think of all this new modern country? What do you think of it?
I think it's slowly making a comeback to the kind of country music that I liked and kind of grew up on. You know, I mean, I was a kid in the 90s, and I listened to hip-hop, and I listened to some rap, and, you know, I had my dance parties and all that kind of stuff. But if I listen to country music, I want to hear country music. If I listen, you know, I can always put on a different station if I want to hear hip-hop or rap or whatever. So I understand if you want to have you know, a couple of the novelty songs out there, you know, which there's always been artists that did that, and it's funny, and it's, you know, gets a laugh or whatever, but when it just seems like they've kind of crammed it down your throat lately. So, I think it's coming back to the style that I like.
Yeah. Well, it's coming back to more storytelling.
I think so.
And
I mean,
you've got a lot of stories in you got 4 songs on this. Number 3 is 3rd. Do we say album anymore? What do we say? EP?
Well, that's an EP. They call it EP because
what does EP
not
stand for?
It's extended play.
Okay.
It's not a full length album, you know. I couldn't afford
Nobody
that.
Nobody does full-length albums anymore, though.
Because it's expensive, you know. You just so rarely, yeah, you throw out a few and you hope one of them is a hit, and then you can get some money out of it, and then maybe get your full-length album.
Yeah. Well, we've had a lot of fun with country in recent years, but you're right. It's nice, it's refreshing to hear, especially your album, coming back out with some stories. And that's what made us fall in love with country music to begin with.
I'm not saying, you know, if you
listen
to
some... They're not all serious. They're
right,
funny. Like a man can't.
Right.
What a ride at that. So tell us, what are some of your favorite country artists? I'm curious. Who has inspired you?
When I first started out, Brad Paisley was just coming on, you know, really big. And I mean, we probably went to see him in concert at least 12 or 15 times, you know.
Are you kidding?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. So I used to sit at his concerts and get goosebumps imagining, you know, I'd, you know, be the guy on stage, you know, with the crowd in your hand like that, just, you know, have everybody under control. And George Strait, Alan Jackson, you know what I mean? Just pure singers, you know, just good songs. You know, Josh Turner, newer guys. I like Easton Corbin. I like John Pardee, who, you know, we both got to meet last year at Barbecue Fest.
That's right. And his song Up All Night.
Yeah, so that's right.
Song, and you had your album Up All Night.
Yeah, so it was a struggle, you know.
He's going to be, we're going to see him again, and he might be on the show. We're in the midst of booking all of these artists. So John Pardee is one of them.
Yeah, the Lake
Brad
Shaker.
Brad Paisley. He's going to be at Country Thunder,
cool.
in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin. So we'll be up there, and I've got tickets to give away to that four-day festival. We definitely have tickets, and stay tuned, and you'll hear more about how we're going to give those away, but I'm not giving them away today. No.
Make them wait.
I'm going to make them work for it. No, well, we got lots of tickets, too, to give away to Kankakee Barbecue Fest. You know, I love that festival. It's great. It's like $10 to get in there, and you get great food, great music. The carnival rides are included in the price.
It's right on the Kankakee River.
It's,
you know, it's
yeah,
cool.
It's beautiful, yeah. And you get some real, you know, you get some really great artists like Craig Wayne Boyd, but then you get folks like you that are just exploding on the local scene. And then now just really getting noticed in Nashville like yourself. And so you get to say, hey, I saw them when, you know, and that's what's really cool. So when you're up there at the Allstate Arena selling out crowds, Greg Schneider, remember me, I'll be the one waving in the back,
the one
standing in
with
line
the microphone.
For my,
yeah,
waiting for Greg Schneider to come interview me,
the
but then he forgets
mug.
About me. How much fun are you having? And, you know, this is something you do. This is not your full-time job, right?
I wish I could afford to make it my full-time job. But no, I'm actually a Chicago Union carpenter by trade. So I always see your posts about where you're at in Chicago. I'm like, yeah, hey, I'm at Michigan and Wacker, too, hanging out a window.
Oh, my gosh. We need to, like, have a tracker. Where's Greg Schneider? You should bring your mug, like Pat Lanzini does, you know, bring the Dolly mug on all those skyscrapers.
There you go.
You're working
Take a
on.
Picture out the window.
So how much fun are you having, though? I know that's your full-time job, but you're busy. And this weekend, you've got a big, big weekend. You're opening up for Chris Cagle.
I am, yes.
He's been on this show before, too.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Super nice guy. Yep, at Legend Sportsplex in Bourbonnais. And then it's just so weird. After we lined up the show with you, I got a call to do a show with Jason Michael Carroll Friday night. So Friday night I'm doing a show with him in Lake Village, Indiana, which if you know where that is, it's like head south on 41 and it's just a small little
Keep
town.
Keep going until it's
yeah,
dead end.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fundraiser for the fire department. They just happen to catch him,
oh
you know what
God,
I mean?
Oh, my God, that's going to be out of control.
So it's, bring a lawn chair and a cooler. And so it's an acoustic show for him and me, so it would be kind of neat to just sit down and with a guitar and just, you know, kind of strip it down, no big band, and just, you know, sing some songs, tell some stories, and have a good time. But, yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend.
Absolutely. It sounds so much fun. I want to catch one of your shows before we get to Kankakee.
Alrighty.
So I will be there. So tell us, you know, I know you got this big smile on your face, and so this makes you really happy. What is it that you hope to see yourself in a year or two with this portion of your life?
You know,
or are you happy where you're at? I remember asking Chris Cagle this question, too.
It's changed, you know. I've been doing this for probably about 10 years now, and it, you know, when I first started, I'd be like, oh man, it'd be cool to line up a band and book some shows, and then you did that, you know, and then it'd be like, hey, it'd be cool to write some songs and make a CD, you know, I did that, and be like, you know, the next one, hey, it'd be cool if I could get some of them songs on the radio, you know, and then, you know, I got a few on local radio, you know, so, and then I'd like to open for some national acts, be on a big stage, you know, so it just kind of keeps changing, you know. It's nice to hope for big things and shoot mm-hmm. for the stars, as you say, but you got to keep your feet on the ground and realize the business that you're up against.
Yeah,
so,
and you better love what you're doing because, you know, you could fall off the earth tomorrow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't hope, knock on wood, that doesn't happen. But, you know, it's the truth that, you know, you better just love what you're doing. You're not in it for the money. You could totally tell when you see Greg up there performing, you could see the joy that it just exudes from you. And the whole crowd just, it rubs off on the whole crowd.
Yeah,
and they're just so excited.
If nobody cared and nobody showed up, yeah, you wouldn't mm-hmm. do it.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, if people like it, that's really the reason why I keep doing it.
And it makes it even sweeter too when you do finally, I hate to say the word, make it, because I feel like, you know, people, my good friends of mine say, hey, Dolly, don't you want to be, you know, in
exactly.
New York, being the main anchor in New York?
Yep.
Or Dolly, don't you want to be, have your show all over the country? No, I'm really happy where I'm at. If
right.
that happens, great, you know, great. But right now, I'm doing this every day.
Right. I get
like
that
you.
All the time.
You better
yeah, I get
just...
messages. You should be big. You should make it big. I'm like, well, you know, hey, I think I've done pretty good for the short time I've been doing it and just the lack of experience. I think a lot of the reason I've kind of had the success I've had is just I just didn't know any better not to try to do this. You know what I mean? People, you know, if I didn't think about it, people would be like, you can't do that. I'm like, well, I just might as well try, you know.
Yeah.
If you don't try, you never know.
And you're having a good time doing
yeah.
it. Look at you now. This weekend with Chris Cagle, that's going to be a blast. And Chris,
it is.
Chris is just a stand-up guy. When I was honored, so honored I got to introduce him on stage at the Home Bar in Arlington Heights. What a treat that was that he showed up to that.
Right.
That's a really nice venue, too, but he was a big name in this
yeah.
at this venue, and it was packed, and it was funny because I held up my phone. I was videotaping a little, and then he did a little goofy dance for me. It was hilarious. I got to post that again on social media. So we're going to have a good time in Kankakee this summer. Kankakee, come on out for the fest. It's July 9th, 10th, and 11th. Greg Schneider will be there. You're actually going to be – are you performing twice? No, you're going to be on the stage around 5 o'clock
right.
there.
4:30 to 5:30.
Kicking off the party.
Yep,
that's
right,
a country
Ashton
day.
Shepherd, yeah. I love Ashton Shepherd's song. Or just her voice, you know. If you listen to her, she has that good southern twangy, you know, kind of reminds you of Gretchen Wilson when she first started out.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Well, I got to save time to play this song. We're going to close the show
awesome.
With the song called 30 Pack. What's it about? Briefly tell us.
It's more or less just an anthem to my fans who enjoy drinking cheap beer.
What's your favorite beer?
Well, I mean, I've never really met a bad one, but yeah, the 30 packs, the song's about like Busch Light, so you can buy it for on sale at the grocery store for like $11.
Schlitz,
so there you go. Here you go,
Busch
man.
Light.
Got Schlitz on tap.
Hilarious.
Yep.
Sometimes, you know, I do take those cheap old beer, like a Budweiser, because it throws me back to the Northwest Side.
Okay.
When I was a kid, riding my bike around the neighborhood, down the alleys, and you'd hear the Cubs games, and you can look in the garages, and the guys, the dads, a lot of firemen, but, you know, they're home during the
drinking
day, their days off.
Drinking
their
Budweiser.
Budweiser and Old Style. Listen
yep.
to the Cubs.
Yep.
Yes. So speaking of sports, Chicago sports, our favorite team right now, the Blackhawks.
Yeah, baby.
All right. Well, if you're listening to this on Sunday, hopefully our Hawks are still in the game. But we are going to be playing Saturday, the Ducks on Saturday, so they advanced to game 7. Last night was an amazing game.
Yeah. They
amazing.
They need to play like that again.
Holy
crikey. They'll win it.
So we've been talking to Greg Schneider, an amazing, wildly talented country singer. And you can say when you hear him and download his music on iTunes, and you can say, I heard him when, because this guy is on his way up. And you don't want to miss him. He'll be live in Kankakee at the Barbecue Fest. That's such a good time. He and Vanilla Ice will be out there, and Craig Wayne Boyd will be there. You don't want to miss it. Greg, it's been so fun.
Thanks, Dolly.
Here. Do you want to play a little ditty on your guitar, or are we going to skip that? We're almost out of time.
We'll record it, and then
yeah, we'll do
you
that
can
later.
Add it to your
intro. I'm
going to
play
30 that?
Pack.
There you go.
Yes, we got to play something. But it's been so great to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you so
See
much
you, Dolly.
For coming. All right, so we want to end the show on a good note. We're going to end it with 30 Pack by Greg Schneider, but what do I tell you all the time? Be good to each other, take care of each other, and thanks so much for listening to the show, everybody. We really appreciate it, and stay tuned because I'm giving away You know, go to my Facebook page, like it, and follow me on Twitter. You can find out ways to win all kinds of great tickets for all these festivals around Chicago, Country Thunder, Lake Shake, and blah, 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 Kankakee Barbecue Fest. And so keep watching that social media, that powerful social media, and go to Greg Schneider's page, like him.
That's right.
Download the music.
Only say good things, right? Because it's a good show.
It's a good show.
There you go.
Right here. Thank you, WCKG listeners, and to all my Blog Talk listeners, Slam Internet listeners, Tuiville listeners, 89.9 FM in Chicago. Y'all rock. Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Take my truck. Heck, take them both, cause I don't really give a lucky strike. Hook up both those trailers, take my boat and dirt bike too. If I'd have known this fight would end up in a big long goodbye, I'd have grabbed that Coleman cooler, filled it halfway with ice, and topped it off with those mountains so white and blue. I just want my 30 pack back. I just want my 30 pack back. Just set it on the front porch and I won't bother you. I know you don't drink beer, you got a thing for wine, and Kittle One and Lemonade are more your style, so you can say that little story, how you drank it playing Bunko last night. And while you're sitting around there with all your friends, talking how you kicked me out and that it's the end, well let the truth be known, I didn't even put up a fight. I just want my 30 pack back, I just want my 30 pack back. Just set it on the front porch and I won't bother you. I just want my 30 pack back. I just want my 30 pack back. Because it's better when it's cold and I know it'll treat me true. Between a beer and a man. I just want my 30 pack back. I just want my 30 pack back. Just set it on the front porch and I won't bother you. I just want my 30 pack back. I just want my 30 pack back. Because it's better when it's cold and I know it'll treat me true.
Honey, that thing I said about you keeping the truck and the boat, I obviously had way too much to drink when I told you that.
I just want my 30 pack back. I just want my 30 pack back. I just want my 30 pack back. I just want my 30 pack back.
And maybe that dirt bike, maybe, please.
I just want my 30 pack back. I just want my 30 pack back.
I mean, you can keep the truck, the transmission's slipping anyway.
I just want my 30 pack back. I just want my 30 pack back.
Oh, wait, wait, my favorite koozie's in the truck. Oh.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.